Betty said the rhinos had been moved out of the zoo.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Red Ronin to Rhino.
Red Ronin. The Red Ronin is a 100-foot robot designed to fight Godzilla.
Jesus! Sorry, I'm 100-foot?
Designed by a Stark International scientist called Yuriko Takiguchi, and it was expected S.H.I.E.L.D. would provide a pilot, except... Takiguchi's young son, Robert, snuck inside, and the computer calibrated with his brain so that no one else could use it. Robert believed Godzilla was misunderstood, so he tried to protect the King of Monsters more than fight him, either from the military or other monsters. Despite the reprimands, Robert would do this a couple more times. Security's pretty lax. Later, they would reprogram Red Ronin, but the programmer, Dr. Earl Cohen, hijacked the robot to attack the Soviet Union and start World War III to unite humanity in a struggle to survive nuclear holocaust.
As you do.
Oh, wow.
He was defeated by the Avengers. The pictures included are from that story, along with a diagram showing some of Red Ronin's weapons. Well, the important one is the solar blade built into the shield that can either have a laser sword come out or shoot repeated blasts or even be thrown and come back, like Captain America's.
I really like the human for scale.
Oh my god, he's so small!
I mean, well, yes. Look at the other human per scale.
Especially the one in the hand.
I know, but these one too in action.
They're bigger.
Is it just me, or does that inside of a robot not look like the inside of a robot?
It feels like a messy room.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they just dumped a bunch of stuff and then like there's around the pelvis, that's yeah. A whole like, that just looks like a locker of a teenager.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's no gears, there's no, nothing like wiry or anything. It's just like blocks.
It's a junk drawer.
Yeah.
I hate how the part of that drawing that's supposed to be like the exterior is so like awful. What? It's just awful.
Yes.
I don't know. I could have drawn
it. It's a diagram.
I know it's a diagram, but
it's supposed to be 2D.
No, but I feel like I would have done a better job drawing it myself.
Okay,
it's very flat.
I don't have a crayon, sorry.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of junk on the other side, and then
the junk does like in contrast make it especially.
Well, let's look at the actual exterior since that's the actual look.
Yes.
I like it.
This is a very Pacific Rim vibe.
I was gonna say, it just makes me think of that movie.
Also, I'm really happy that he's friend to Godzilla, because when you said that it was to fight Godzilla, I was like, oh no, because I love Godzilla, and
yes,
I believe that Godzilla is there to protect us. So I don't want the
to
Red Ronin to defeat Godzilla, but I'm happy that they were mostly working together. That's really nice.
How old was the kid?
I think it was, I don't know, like 12, 13 maybe?
I hope he hugged Godzilla.
Aww.
But he still had to fight him.
Yeah.
It's the superhero matchup thing. You fight your friends and then...
Until you team up against them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Which I could respect.
Well, like, the army's coming...
But
push Godzilla away from the army, you know, bring him to the desert where he won't hurt anyone or something. Yeah.
But like when you say that he did it a few times, you mean like he did it and then he got grounded so he couldn't go in the robot again, but the robot was useless because it was programmed to his brain.
Correct.
Yes. And
then he snuck out again.
While this robot was just laying around, not being used because the stupid son ruined it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's... Interesting.
You got it. And we can't see any pictures from that story or those two or three stories because Godzilla, there's a problem with Godzilla, the trademark. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, actually. I was surprised.
Because we've had a couple of Godzilla characters, but we never see Godzilla in the accompanying images because Godzilla, by this point, well, Marvel no longer has the rights to use them. And yet these characters, which are like Dr. Demonicus and Red Ronin, appeared in other Marvel comics.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just a case of... But the Godzilla comic is like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is in it, superheroes are right. in it, you know, but...
Awesome. I never knew that. Did it start there, or did they just, like, borrow it for a while?
Did it start there?
No. Well, Godzilla, you said they didn't have the trademark anymore. Did they always have the trademark until that point, or did they temporarily have the trademark? Like, why did Marvel... Yeah. Was it... Did Marvel or Godzilla come first? Egg or the chicken?
Well, Godzilla, the first movie is in 1954. So right away, that predates Marvel.
You say that as predates if I know Marvel. When Marvel was created.
Wait, predates Marvel. But no, Godzilla is a monster movie from Japan, so it's separate from Marvel.
Well, I know that it is, but perhaps it was also something else that I did not know, so thank you.
In the late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. Marvel was getting licenses from a bunch of things to make comics out of them. Toys, movies. Well, they got the license for Star Wars. And that comic made so much money. They got it for cheap when Star Wars was nothing, before it came out. And then it made so much money that they started licensing everything. And then putting them in the Marvel Universe. So a lot of these comics can't be reprinted today because it's all a licensing thing. Including Godzilla.
Gotcha.
I like the robot.
What vehicle does he transform in?
None. But you say that Transformers was one of the Marvel's licenses.
Excellent.
Yep.
Cool.
The big headpiece makes me think of... Oh, fuck, what's this game?
It makes me think of an airship.
Do you mean where you...
Yes!
Takenomori.
No. I know it's Damashi, but it's...
You mean...
Kumari?
Katamari Damashi. Yay!
Yes.
Katamari.
He does teamwork. Feel like the like king guy.
The king of space or whatever it is.
I'm with you on this one, Elise. I
don't know. It's a game.
But he looks like that.
He does look like this.
I'm doing one of my famous puzzled faces.
Yeah, it totally looks like that. He has that vibe.
Marvel wants a license to that face, by the way.
All of them or just that one specifically? Because I have many.
Many, yeah. The faces of Elise.
I like his shape.
Yeah, he's got sort of a waist, which is rare. Where? Which is rare.
It's right here.
It's right here.
It's around the...
Which is rare on a robot.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they give them, like... shape.
Yeah, his feet are like a fun size. They're like smaller.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all of his proportions are incredibly pleasant to the eye. Yeah. Which is surprising because I usually don't like symmetrical shit.
I think it's just well balanced.
Yeah, it is. There's no like, oh my god, like, that is ridiculous.
Like, look, it's not that hard. Do it for everyone.
I mean, we're saying that it's not ridiculous, but in a way it is. Like, the shoulder pad and the headpiece are ridiculous.
They are, but everything else also is. And I do also love them. Like, it would be stupid on a person.
Mm-hmm.
But on a 100-foot robot, awesome.
Yeah.
And with this, he should transform into a plane. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. He does have, like, a paper plane face.
A paper plane face. And, like, as a child of the 90s, like, it gives me Power Ranger vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Love it.
Also, I think it's... So, you said that it was Stark, right? Enterprises or Industries
International
or whatever.
Whatever it was at that time.
Because I think it's kind of funny that he's basically in Iron Man colors as well.
Yes.
Do they exclusively do things in those colors?
No. No, because War Machine's more of a blue.
Mm.
They have specific colors for specific projects, maybe?
Maybe.
Well, that's smart.
In the sketch, he's got more like a real like samurai... I don't want to call it a hat.
Headpiece.
Helmet.
There you go. That makes more sense. Because I do like the Japanese detail.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
It is cool.
He loses all his curves in this sketch.
He doesn't have a waist. Or a belt.
Yeah.
The sketch actually kind of looks like those puzzles where it's just like shapes and you have to figure out how to like all fit them together in a square.
Absolutely.
I like that in the diagram it says the main control area has accommodation for Prime operator, king size bed, or like a video game room.
A bath.
Oh, clawfoot tub. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
A fridge right next to the tub. Mm-hmm.
A TV with cable.
A fridge next to the tub.
Well, I don't ever have to leave the robot.
That's the dream.
If I need a beverage.
Yeah, if I need a refill, do I get out the bath all cold to go get a drink? No, I stay in.
It's really hot in a bath. And you want something cold. Because if not, like, it gets old after a while. You need that something cold to keep your insides cool while your outside is warm.
Otherwise, you fall asleep.
And potentially die.
No, my bath is not that big.
Okay, but I want to fall asleep in that robot.
Like, I feel like it's an experience. That's something you can, you know, talk about for years and years and years. Remember that time when I slept
in the robot?
I slept with the guy in the robot. Now he's a kid.
He's 12 years old.
The other guy.
Well, you can sleep with the guy that stole him afterwards.
Yeah, Earl Cohen, whatever. He looks angry. I can relieve his tension.
What did he do? He was for the Cold War?
No. No, he wanted to specifically end the Cold War.
That's good. That's what you want.
By starting World War III.
Okay, that's not as great.
I knew there was fighting somewhere.
He thought humanity can only be united by a great crisis. That crisis? Nuclear Holocaust.
I feel like that's classic, like, incel, scary, white dude thought.
No, it's actually fairly common in political science theory. This idea that you can only be united against a common enemy. Yeah. The only way that they're...
And that's why we don't give giant robots to SciPo students. But
you know what he should do with the robot with that fancy room with all those things we said? Airbnb.
That would be a kick-ass Airbnb. Right? I would book that.
Right?
That would be incredible.
That's so cool. Oh,
imagine, okay, you could just, like, travel the world. He could, like, step around and bring you places, and you'd be, like, real comfy.
Wait, that thing fly?
Does it fly?
He's so tall, he can walk you anywhere.
Because I saw
he has
somewhere.
Propulsion in his legs.
Wait, can he walk in the ocean? Is he tall enough? Like
he's 100 feet.
That's Ruster.
Maybe a lake.
Okay, we need a math person in the audience. How long would it take?
How tall is he?
100 feet. Do we know how long his legs are? Because I want someone to math.
I think it's like...
50 feet?
55. Like, it's not exactly 50-50. Maybe like 55, 45, or like 60, 40.
That's so many numbers you just said.
Let's say 58.
What's your question?
So how long would it take him to walk somewhere?
Well, it depends how question. Fast he's walking.
Well, I mean, this one we had like a fairly standard medium large thing.
You don't want it to be too fast.
The maximum running speed is 45 miles an hour.
So there you go. Someone please do this math.
Yes. Oh, a standard medium long walk.
Anyway, there's science people.
Is Red Ronin hot or not?
Can I just add one more thing? I still hear Red Rodent. I'm sad that it's not a giant.
Ronin.
But imagine a giant red hamster. That's way cuter. Or a
capybara.
There's not enough like robot rodents.
Yes.
That'd be so great. I'd be like a beaver.
I disagree.
Imagine a
just
robot.
Just putting it out there.
A robot capybara. Life would be complete.
My answer is contingent on does his mouth move and can he speak?
Yeah, I want an interesting day. He's got
does
a mouth.
Does he talk with Godzilla? Do they hang out?
Do they have tea together?
I'm sure there's a speaker, but I don't think the mouth necessarily moves.
Oh, that's not good.
That is a luxury.
You know what? I kind of feel like it's better in
honestly,
my opinion.
Yeah. Imagine this gigantic robot and it's a 12-year-old boy's voice.
Maybe the speaker is in the mouth, so he still needs to talk.
Just open it up.
I would not be surprised if we looked at the comics and you'd have different expressions. Because even Iron Man had different expressions, even though it's a closed mask. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you sold it to me again.
It went up, it was down,
so it's possible,
it's up again.
It's possible you see him open his mouth.
I am choosing to believe that when he's offline, so when you disconnect from the helmet, he kind of just goes to sleep laying on the floor with like his arms and his head on top of it. And for that, I say he is adorable hot.
It's a hot for me too.
I want
same. More robots.
I want my own Iron Giant, so yes.
Yes, please.
I agree.
Hot, hot, hot.
History shows again and again how nature points out the valley of
Red Wolf. There was a Red Wolf in the Old West, a legendary Cheyenne hero who it was believed was chosen and protected by the wolf spirit. In fact, there have been Red Wolves at various times in history. William Talltrees is the current Red Wolf, an army vet and then construction worker whose family was killed by a land developer and who donned the Red Wolf headdress and weapons, a tomahawk and a coup stick that can be used as a quarterstaff or a blunt javelin, performed the ancient ritual and was visited by the wolf spirit, which led him to a wolf cub he called Lobo, and who he raised to be his companion, as per the picture. He got revenge with the help of the Avengers and returned to the American Southwest, where he continues to fight for justice. Red Wolf is a stern, no-nonsense superhero. He doesn't make wisecracks, he doesn't try to show off, preferring to dispatch his opponents quickly and efficiently. The entry says he has no powers, but there's evidence that his abilities, his strength, his stamina, tracking ability, are mystically heightened.
He sounds boring, to be honest.
My mom was expropriated from a national park, so I feel this. Revenge!
I don't know, it's like, if you're not gonna showboat or wisecrack at all, just gonna do your job and get out? Boring.
Like Batman?
But yeah, well, I guess Batman does a little showboat sometimes.
But he's got a fun wolf buddy.
He's got a fun wolf buddy. That's really...
That goes a long way for me.
Is the wolf still a cub? Or is the
cub... No, he raised him and he got his revenge later.
Okay, but how does the wolf feel about the fact that he's wearing a wolf?
Yeah, that's a bit awkward, isn't it?
We don't have the opinion of the wolf on record.
Again, there's a wolf spirit in the story who gave him the cub, basically. Because Lobo, like I say, there's a mystical thing going on because Lobo kind of just shows up sometimes. You know, you're in a story, the character is just in civilian, there's no wolf, and then suddenly he springs into action and the wolf comes running from somewhere. It depends. Some writers have played it very straight. Animal. And others have played into the mystical elements.
Yeah.
So when he is in civilian clothes, he does not have the wolf head on.
No, he's like a construction worker. Like,
I know, I but like this dark top of the wolf head.
I don't
it's
think
his mask. It's a mask.
I don't know how I feel about a construction worker.
He definitely skipped leg day.
No, but I'm sad that he's a construction worker that, like...
They're not all jerks.
No, that's not where I'm going! Stop cutting me off! I mean, like, that he got, like, kicked off his territory, but he's, like, working for the man.
Yeah. That does suck.
Well, like, is he a government construction
worker? No, but, like, building stuff on, like...
White men's structures?
Yeah! Like, I don't love that. Yeah. I feel sad for him.
There's so much things to unpack for me here. I freaking love stories with animal sidekicks, but a wolf. Oh, and yeah. A wolf
is. It would
be
weird if the Red Wolf had something.
I know!
But a Red Wolf and his llama.
But you know, the wolf is just a big pupper, but it's aggressive and it looks mean.
No, a wolf is a grown pupper. Puppers are wolf cubs.
You're right. But and the picture, I have a hard time looking at the picture because of the shadow upon his eyes and how his eyes are like glowing. And that's the thing that freaks me out about wolves.
Shotgun has a wolf phobia.
Okay, look at his abs while I cover his face.
Yeah, because his body is kind of great. He definitely skipped leg day.
There we go. It's fixed.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
He looks like he has zero butt. Actually, no. He looks like he has negative one butt.
Maybe it's really round, but from behind. Like, there's no side butt.
Feels like it would just be really, really tiny, and he skipped any, like, leg squats, anything.
What you're seeing in the mask is true to the stories. He's very intimidating. Mm. It's like, he comes in, there's no talk, there's no jokes, there's no Spider-Man, blah, blah.
He just walks in, stabs you, gets
Yeah,
you.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I feel like just a little bit of personality would be nice. Like, I don't know.
I guess that is a personality.
No, that is a personality. No nonsense.
It's a boring one.
I don't think we'd get along that well.
Oh, no.
No.
Like, I think he'd think I'd be too silly.
I mean, he
would be correct.
I think he would genuinely be annoyed and be like, How immature is this human? Like, she's laughing at a fart? What the hell?
That's one of those.
You are wearing gigantic bows in your hair right now. Actually, no, gigantic flowers in your hair right now.
So basically, this person is, he will listen to the first podcast and say, ugh, and never listen to another one.
I don't think he gets through the whole
podcast. No, definitely not.
Does not.
No.
After a while. He reminds me of a colleague I used to have that, you know, whenever I'd say like, ugh, Monday, and he's like, we're paid the same as any other day.
Was it the grumpy one?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I was like, yay, Friday! He's like, I work as hard on Fridays as any other day of the week. And I'm like, oh my god, shut up!
Yes, but it's still annoying to come in, and it's so, always like, good to go away.
So, he and I are very, very different, and people used to be afraid of how, like, we would interact, because he trained me. But a mutual respect developed, which is all I can hope for with Red Wolf. Like, I think he would recognize that I kick butt at my job, he kicks butt at his job, so we have, like, a distant respect for each other. Mm. We're happy for each other, but there's, like, we're not gonna hang out after ass kickings.
But is he only, like, stern and serious when he's the Red Wolf, or is he also in everyday life?
I think it's an everyday.
I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's a little, he's Batman-y in the sense of, you know, his origin story comes from a tragedy.
All that being said, I think sex would be great.
Come on, like, I think he'd be really good.
He's really hot.
Not really, I think he's hot. I think he'd be very passionate and good.
He does give that energy.
And he would not be afraid to do certain things. Like, he wouldn't be
too far.
You don't think he's the get in, get out kind of guy?
No, that's not the vibe at all.
No, that's not the vibe I'm getting either.
I don't know. He is efficient and quick in his job.
I think he's intense.
He's not the kind of guy that's like laughing in the bedroom. Like, I know that's not the vibe.
What's the quote? I don't make love, Anastasia. I fuck.
Gross. But yes.
Oh, 50 Shades.
That's the vibe, I think, more.
50 Shades of Grey is just useful for all occasions. 50
Shades of Red. 50
Shades of Red, yes.
Yeah. Such a revolutionary movie.
All right, you seem to have answered the question, but I will ask, Red Wolf, hot or not?
It's complicated. And I do appreciate that, even though maybe this is a little cliche.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's kind of the go-to to have, like, a Native American character that sort of looks like this. But I do like that they are sort of attacking a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes,
the stealing of land. So it's sort of giving him, like, a real motivation. Yes. Hopefully that they use.
He's not, a main player in the Marvel Universe, obviously. But when he goes back to the Southwest, he works with a team. The Rangers, they're all kind of Western-y motif. So you can work with other people.
Oh, then hot. Yeah, I agree.
I think
hot, too. Are red wolves really a thing?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. There's a kind of wolf there.
I've heard of red foxes.
Hold on, I was thinking of a red panda.
Red panda, red foxes, but I've never heard of a red wolf.
If this guy had a red panda as a sidekick, that'd be a really different
vibe. We would not have even needed to say a word. It would have been automatic hot. Can we stare at the picture for 20 minutes and then move on?
I think it's a good tool for a fight, because everyone can't stop looking at the red panda, and then just stab him. Yeah. Just stab him.
I just fall in love, propose there and then. But for me, not, but one night stand, hot.
I think I'd find him hot, but not relationship material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I may be able to trick him into a one night
stand. Trick him.
Which would never happen again, because I cannot be serious for the amount of time it takes.
Whoa. I want to know what the plan is.
How are you tricking him?
I shall not pun. I shall not shenanigan.
Yeah, you're just going to hide most of your personality.
Exactly.
You'll be business at ease until all the clothes
until are business
off.
Time.
Correct. And then the mask will fall and he's like, oh my god, she's an idiot.
So when do you start showing your personality? Like during or?
Two seconds before the climax, you do a pun.
I'm done! Quick, I need a wolf pun!
You might need it for the... at the end, right?
But you know, my god. Okay, so...
Oh, what a large package.
That's good. Oh, man, but... okay, so...
Reaction would rightly be, what did you just say? And then climax. And then laugh and leave as you get dressed.
I would laugh.
And laugh as you get dressed and leave.
I'm pretty turned on, honestly.
I'm pretty sure, okay, so this is so silly because I'm pretty sure I hotted Fenrir and I will, like, I'm still not comfortable with this that's not, it's human.
It's the eyes.
It's the eyes. I really can't.
That's okay.
You just gotta hang out with him in better lighting.
I have, like, my flashlight on all the time.
Let's say spooky stories.
No, so obviously physically attractive, but right now I can't look at the book. It's that? No.
Okay. Okay. Oh my
God. Quickly, turn the page.
Just look at the lack of nipples.
No nipples to be found.
Well, hot move.
When do they start putting nipples in again?
Who's who?
That's why we do the who's who.
There's the nipples.
Just for the nipple content. Reject.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
We'll see if he lives up to his name.
That's a horrible name.
No. When you run out of things to call people, and just like, let's just call it what it is.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we've talked about him before, actually. But the deviants are normally mutated and ugly. But one of them was born looking like a normal human. So by their standards, he was monstrously ugly. Only known as Reject. He was thrown into the arena to fight for his life and his dinner. That's where he became friends with your old favorite Carcass.
Oh, yeah!
Carcass.
The guy with the weird toes and stuff.
Yeah, the big red monster.
Toes, yeah, all right.
Okay. And, okay, so raised to be a killing machine and never knowing love, the Deviant King put him in the ring against Carcass for a death match. So he turned on his masters. Thena, the Queen of the Eternals, she's the one who was played by Angelina Jolie in the movie, was visiting and was charmed by Reject's loyalty to his friend, so she whisked the both of them off to Olympia. She calls Reject her sweet prince. He is fiercely loyal to her. Again, the entry says he has no powers, but he's been able to fight toe-to-toe with the super strong Carcass, so he at least can enter a kind of combat frenzy that makes him stronger and faster than normal. And he's trained in every conceivable weapon.
He is kind of like just a guy.
He's heavy. Are the Deviants heavier? Because
yes.
Normally it's always like crazy light. Like, oh, look at that. 6'5", 130 pounds.
Only the women.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But yeah, 325, that's...
I think he does have powers. They just don't... Hmm. The entry doesn't seem clear about it, but...
As a result, the Reject grew up without knowing what it was to love or be loved. Yeah, it's really sad. He developed an animalistic personality.
Aww. You think that's why he's so attached?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, he's codependent as shit.
Okay, but like, what's up with his shirt? This is not a good fitting shirt.
No, it's like he stole a karate outfit from someone and it doesn't fit him quite
like
right.
Like a kid's karate outfit.
Yeah.
Or he shrunk it in the wash.
Really?
It's like small but big all at the same time.
It looks like if it's like a sheet and he's like, nah, this will do.
Now, you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing Gerard Way cosplaying as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm seeing.
It feels like you went to karate class, but you're Canadian, so you had to put really high boots.
No, you're going to karate class, but also right after you're going horse riding.
Yes.
Oh, just pair them up.
Yeah, like,
oh my god, karate on a horseback.
Like,
karate on horseback!
Yes.
He's a pro.
We're going on a date. Go get dressed. What do I wear? I don't know. Prepare for anything.
Or he's like, it's Halloween and he knows he's going to have to wear a snowsuit under his kimono shirt thing. Worst part of Halloween.
Just Do people call him Reject?
Does he have a nickname?
That's his name.
Like, that's what people call
him. Yeah, but, like, does he have a nickname? Like, Reg?
Sweet Prince.
Reg.
Sweet Prince.
Reg. Reg could be good.
Well, better than Reject.
Yeah, it's, I don't think I could, it would, like, a straight face just actually call someone Reject.
Could you,
like,
call him
Reject, could you pass me the salt? Like, no, I can't. I don't like, think what, I could do what, it.
Could you call out Reject in bed?
Oh, God.
Could you call him Reggie?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd have to give him a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd just be too uncomfortable.
I like Same. Sweet Prince. That's cute.
That's cute.
I call him Sweetie.
Hmm. Sweetums.
Sweetums.
I can't decide if I like his hair or not.
It looks absolutely not.
It's very, like, what are you talking about? He looks like he's in the wind.
I'd want to see it, like, in live action.
It doesn't look like in the wind. It looks like he woke up and he's just like, he just will do.
He fell asleep on his face, like, so he's making out on the side. Yeah.
Like, yes. Love my mom, but this is her hair in the morning. Like, this is it.
It does, like, defy gravity, the front part.
He looks very angry.
He is. He's a killing machine.
I can't blame him, but, like, I wish.
He has no feelings.
But there is a silliness about the way he's got his hands on his hips, though.
Mm.
It's more like, hey!
Yeah, it feels like a child that's angry.
He's got big hands.
What
Wait, does see, he... maybe he's mutated.
What does he do now? Like, as a hobby? Is he, like, what? He's rejects just hanging things. Out with.
He's a professional sweet prince.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, the Eternals.
He rejects things.
He's still a fighter, he's still a warrior.
Oh, okay. So, he fights for that.
Yeah.
Kingo has been attempting to teach the reject self discipline, but with only limited success.
And also, occupation warrior. Sometime movie actor.
What?
What's his films? I need to know.
Is it in the shitbag universe?
What genre does he play?
I think it's action movie.
Historical epic.
You never know. Maybe he has a secret talent for humor.
Sad period pieces.
He's a big rom-com guy.
Maybe.
I think he's Jackie Chan, you know, something like that.
Yes, but, no one but riding horses Chan. On the beach.
While doing karate.
Yes.
I would sincerely watch someone karate off a horse.
I'm sure I can find you that movie.
I mean, to be
like samurai.
It has to be like polo. Like, it's part of it. It's not just like, I jump off a horse once. Like, you have to, like... It's
the
like,
whole fight.
Okay, it's like javelin.
But with your fists.
No, you're doing jousting. Pole vaulting.
Jousting.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
What? Yes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Javelin.
I was imagining the same thing, but you use your fists.
Okay, but well,
instead.
A bit like John Wick when he rides the horse against the motorcycle, but it's karate instead of kung fu.
Exactly. So it's like jousting, but with karate. So you're like karateing all.
Oh my god,
karate
chop.
For our listeners, I'm doing the face again.
Come on, this is gold.
I wanna fund your movie.
Reject, hot or not?
That's such a sad question.
Reject or not?
I want to hang out with him, but I don't
Why?
Think I want to date him.
I don't.
Why
I,
do you like? We the only thing we know about him is that he's been trained to be a killing machine, and then was absolutely
you like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has a personality.
Have you seen his body? This one, I don't see his body.
Because, like, that's the thing.
You're
the
so
only
shallow.
Thing we know is that
this show?
He's a killing machine. He's a killing machine and is codependent.
You know,
and I don't want that in my life.
Especially the killing machine.
I mean, it could be useful sometimes.
Yeah.
The thing is like, I feel like I want to say not, but for the same reason he was rejected from his community. which makes me feel bad about myself.
You want to say not because he's, like, too normal?
He's too normal.
You're
he's
right.
just a guy.
He's a codependent killing machine.
Yeah, but as funny, everyone else is.
He's a guy with hair. Like,
that's... Bed hair.
Yeah, it's a reject for everything.
Aww.
Send him back to another planet.
You can play with Athena. It's fine.
Is he nice at all? Like, is he chill?
He does. Like,
he's not chill.
He's a killing machine.
You can be a killing machine and chill.
He's working on himself. He's working.
Okay. Does he actually, like, see a therapist? Does he talk about his past? Is he self-aware?
I mean, he's self-aware. I don't know about the therapy. Please. Therapy and superheroes, it's a touchy subject.
Why?
Trust me.
Why?
Trust me. I said trust me.
But my DNA is wired to not trust you.
I know, I know.
I don't want a project.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm busy enough.
I just, I don't, like,
it's reject.
I feel bad, because, like, I don't hate him, though. It's fine. No. It's fine.
He, you know what
you mean? That's how I feel.
He kind of looks like a character in an anime that I would, like, forget about that one. Be like, oh, yeah, there's that guy, and then that girl, and, like, was there anyone else?
Yeah.
And it would be this
reject
guy.
Yeah. I am going to forget him after this is done.
Absolutely. I hope he heals.
Yeah, I hope he's better.
I don't care. I hope he stays the same. Like,
I hope for no growth.
Except in his pants.
I don't care for his growth.
Sorry, did you say girth?
No.
Rejected! Rejected! Yeah, you just got rejected! R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D rejected! R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D rejected!
Alright!
Oh, yeah! I have conflicting feelings!
Well, let's see if I can push you in one direction or another. Rhino. The man who would become Rhino was just a small-time hired muscle who agreed to let foreign spies experiment on him to turn him into a super-strong assassin. He was selected for his muscular physique and low intelligence, which they believed would ensure his loyalty. They also put him in a suit of a new super-tough material that feels like a rhino's hide, which at times he's been stuck in. It was either fused to his skin or he thought it was, and it's a big part of his story. Well, he turned on them and went into business for himself, originally facing Spider-Man, but later people like the Hulk and the Avengers. In addition to strength and invulnerability, he also has those horns, which he uses to ram things and heroes. In this era, his main motivation has been to try to get the suit off, surgically or by whatever means necessary. He's pictured ramming the thing, running towards the reader, before becoming the Rhino, throwing something and ramming a technological thing. And you can also see, like, right now he's wearing, in the main picture and most pictures, it's like a new costume or a new look.
Oh, it's this one before?
But the other one, yeah, the more...
The one
simplistic?
The simpler one is the original one.
Has he tried olive oil for the
costume?
So, yeah. Basically, he got bangles. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the top.
Like
the chest piece. Yeah.
I do like the chest piece. I think that's a nice touch.
Kind of football vibe.
The bangles are kind of silly.
I like that there's a good butt shot.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we had a bulge.
Yeah, it's a good
there's a bulge one.
Yeah, but he can't get the bulge out of the suit. So what's the use?
You cut it out.
Oh my god, how do you handle that though? It's stuck there. Can't do anything with it.
How does he pee?
I think there's a seam or something.
Oh good, easy access.
I'm glad they
so you can
about
eliminate.
Yeah, because that's the same as poop, you know? Oh my god,
oh,
is that
he has his flaps? Oh, imagine when that pajamas suit actually comes out, how stinky it's gonna be.
Oh my god.
You wash it with Javik
the
for
suit
a few
may
days
have like some kind of
ways to process that.
A lot of these suits have like a sweat management element to it.
I mean, it's paper. We don't smell it. We don't really know.
I don't like this.
When you take off a cast after.
Yes, exactly.
No, merci.
Although probably not as bad because the cast has like stuff that can get into it. This is all sealed up.
True.
So it's just your body.
Yeah,
sweat.
Gross body.
I love those lily pad looking feet.
Yes! Yes! Absolutely!
Yeah, it's really cute. And I have a soft spot for Rhino because as a kid I used to watch like the...
Ninja Turtles?
No. Although yes, but no, the 60s Spider-Man cartoon. It used to play like... as I was getting ready for school, so I watched it like every day. And he's even in the intro, I believe. There's like a shot of him ramming a thing. So it has a soft spot for me because of that, because like I remember him from like childhood.
Wow.
He mostly just rammed things, though, I'm gonna be honest.
I have a rhino do.
I really like the way the headpiece is done. Mm-hmm. There's always, like, a bunch of really shitty, weird masks.
The ears are kind of weird, though.
Oh, yeah. I think it's so cute!
They're cute, but they're weird.
They're so just cute. Not at the right spot.
Are the ears or are the eyes?
Ears.
No.
Ears.
I refuse.
No. Why would they be eyes?
Because rhino eyes are on the side of the head.
Yeah, they're the rhino eyes.
But, like, I think that's what scenario, it is. In this scenario, why would you do
what?
That?
Why would you need eyes?
Because the original suit had, like, on the side, it was like kind of the...
You're gonna make me Google a rhino.
I just don't...
They're rhino eyes.
I don't understand why you would
but
do
like
that.
But, like, what's... It's
they're a rhino eye.
But look, it's ridiculous.
I understand you're it's probably for the correct. Look. But, like... I yeah, feel like he already has.
So in profile,
eyes.
In profile, with the horn, like it rhino. Looks like
more
a rhino.
Like a rhino. Okay, I can understand that.
You know, in case you very were confused. Well.
Yeah, it's kind of
another horned.
Yeah. I think you're right because a rhino ears are very big,
and they're on top.
Yeah, and his
way flobbier.
And well, his ears seem big.
Why doesn't he have ears then?
Yeah, you should have also ears.
Yeah,
he has eyes
because he needs to look like a rhino.
Where's
he
his tail?
Have ears.
That would be in the way when he rams, though.
Where's his tail, then, too?
Yeah, you don't want something that you can grab onto.
I wish he had a tail.
Yeah, you don't want to be spun around by somebody.
No, especially if he's fighting, like, the Hulk and shit.
Are rhino tails, like, really small? Like, hippopotamus's tails?
I think so.
Yeah. It's quite small, yes.
I am picturing him like a hippo more than a rhino. I keep, like, having to remind myself that it's rhino and not hippo.
I do like that they have both horns, though, because that type gives more rhino than... I feel like people sometimes just commit to one.
And well, then it's a unicorn.
I think some species just have one, no? And some have two?
That's possible.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
But I think two is, like, what we...
The
we're
more common
seeing,
rhino.
Yeah. What we used to see, like, in textbooks or, like, drawings.
Rhinos are apparently, like... Super hella dangerous.
Yes.
No kidding.
Hippopotami, too.
Yeah. It's just like run over people.
I like how they're vegetarian, but they will absolutely just eat you.
They will
just
murder you.
They'll eat you. They'll trample you.
No.
Do they eat flesh?
They'll crush you.
Well, you're talking,
they'll eat.
A hippopotamus.
Yeah, leave the hippos out of this. It's rhinos.
It's terrifying.
Rhinos.
Do fine. Rhinos eat?
But
they have like a tiny mouth.
Yes, rhinos eat.
Is there?
Do they eat humans after they trample them to death?
No. You're going to make me Google do rhinos eat humans.
No.
Is there a hippo character?
No.
That's no, we're in ours.
I know, but like maybe after this or
red
something.
Red hippo? No. We've done the red.
Rad hippo? No.
White hippo?
No, white rhino is. Oh, crap. Is he horny?
He's been stuck in that suit for years, so yeah.
Oh my god.
Must
no.
be.
So what's well, his if there's sweetie. If there's a flap for him to.
Oh, yeah.
Was it fused?
Flap six.
Was it fused to him? Was it glued? Like what happened?
Yeah, they can never agree in the comics.
Hmm.
Was he sealed in and then it stuck to him?
Like a curse?
Fused. Well, it's not magical, but he's fused to his skin because he hates the scientist that did it to him and etc. But other times,
is the zipper in the back?
But there are comics where he doesn't have it on or he can remove it. So in other words, that's not So
is it just because it was still a prototype?
That would be a logical explanation.
Yes, because I'm a genius.
also, I think a lot of scientists in these. Like evil scientists just kind of don't give a shit.
They're
like, so you'll be stuck in it. Who cares?
Yeah,
I don't,
especially if you thought this guy was
really
like
dumb.
Smart
it's like, yeah, right. Yeah. So I think maybe they
were
just
right.
Didn't give a shit.
Yeah, but that doesn't
he's
mean
he's not
you
the
can
smartest.
Cause harm.
No, it's a shitty thing to do.
Does he have a personality at all?
Horny.
It's not a personality.
He has
for
like,
some people. I think it might.
What?
Be.
Yeah.
I think he's a big dumb brute. Is essentially...
With a nice butt. Mm-hmm. Is he loyal?
Well, not to the scientists.
No. That is a nice butt.
He seems like he's just kind of doing his own thing.
I would grab his butt, and then I'd be in trouble.
I'd grab many
Can
butts.
He feel it? Can he feel through the suit? So, like, if I grab his butt, is he going to notice that I'm grabbing his butt?
You don't try grabbing people's butt when they don't want
well,
to.
No, but if we're...
In a consenting situation.
In a situation where we're grabbing things...
You know what?
Just okay, there's a flap. You can grab through the flap.
Where you're grabbing this 710-pound man.
Butt cheek, yeah.
Yeah, you probably can feel it.
That's nice.
Butts. Butts are funny.
We had this conversation last time, but I like when people are naked for sex.
So such a strange preference.
You know.
So you don't like it, prefer to sex naked.
I feel like he would be like too brutal, like his whole thing is ramming, so you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh my god, please stop doing that! My innards hurt!
Yeah, I already hurt and feel like...
We're so self-aware of a vagina tonight. Previous conversation not recorded.
But yeah, no, sex would be... I feel it would be 10 seconds and painful and just like...
Yeah, he does not give the passionate lover vibe.
Yeah, I don't think he's big on foreplay.
I don't know, maybe he's chill.
Maybe.
In what world does he look chill? He spends all of his energy ramming other people.
And then he comes home and rams you!
Yeah, in 10 seconds. Yeah, and I'm pain.
But it's a real fun 10 seconds though.
I don't know.
So I wonder what he can do with his horns, though.
Oh, no! Shut up!
Man, I keep seeing random shit on TikTok of, like, people who make dildos that are, like, different, like, fantasy things. Like tentacles and like.
Well, some are kind of normal. Not a horn. Tentacles, no. Normal. Horns? Oh God, no.
Yeah, I guess that's my.
Somebody's done that.
Oh, like a horn that somewhere. You can attach. There's a drawing somewhere of how this is right, the right distance between both horns. You know.
Oh,
there's that.
Yeah. We've gone too far. Rhino horn. You
know, so. I'm reading this article, and they're very much too casual about rhino attacks. Rhino attacks on human are rare, but can be messy.
What?
Messy.
Like, just like cooking. Can be messy. Neat or not. I like him.
I
don't like the bangles.
I don't know why you keep defending him. You can have him.
Well, okay, then.
Me, I will.
Is it more of a love of the concept, or is it...
I like the suit. I think it's hot.
I don't think we would have the same hobbies and interests.
No.
I don't think we get along. I said, I do have a soft spot for him.
I don't think he has hobbies.
Yeah, that's basically the thing. I saw him and was like, oh, I know this character. So obviously I had like a bit of a, okay, cool. But then the more I think about it and the more I'm like, no, I prefer to take my time and have it like gently sometimes,
maybe,
you know.
He's chill. Rhinos only attack sometimes.
and can be messy.
I mean, sex can be messy, even when it's not with a rhino.
But like, imagine you're dead and it's messy with him.
Well, then who cares? You're dead.
Someone else has to clean
the poor cleaning lady. She's like, oh, not again.
Okay, I think, okay, unfortunate, but I think it's hot, but only if the suit is on, which is what he does not want, but I do.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, you said you wanted... You liked it better naked.
This is a novel. I feel like skin.
He may have a nice body.
But
look
I don't.
Look at this. Look at here. That's nice.
But
look
at that. The photo where he's just normal. I'm not that attracted to him.
What do you mean? He looks hideous. He's not that attracted. He looks terrible.
He does look awful.
Exactly. But he looks hella cute in this suit.
Okay.
He looks like someone's evil henchman.
Well, that's a bad outfit.
We
bring him to the mall.
Okay. Yeah. We get Froyo.
Okay, so he keeps the shoulder pads and the mask.
Okay.
But the rest comes up.
Yeah, okay, sure.
It just looks like a baby without his diaper.
No. The shoulder pads are higher than that.
He looks like a football player that lost his
clothing. He's just wearing his pads, you know?
Have you seen... No, you've not seen them. I was going to say, like, all those horror movies where men wear, like, crop tops that are sports themed.
Oh, yes.
Right! Of course.
Yes, Johnny Depp in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hot.
How was I... Okay.
What's the question?
The question is...
Are you confused about how we remembered a crop top in a movie?
I know how you remember the crop top. I'm just saying, how is that good
relevant
fashion?
To this?
Good fashion.
Because Johnny Depp is hot in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just because Johnny Depp's wearing it during his hot phase.
Men can wear crop tops and be hot.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that's iconic. Is like... it's not for everybody, I don't think.
No.
Just because I don't... It's not that you can't. Anybody can wear that, obviously, but I think that's like a specific moment in time.
I'm very attracted to the lower stomach bit of a man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
The lower stomach bit of a man.
Wait, this,
the
which muscles. Is which is why Mephisto was such a...
good time. And you can kind of see like the curve of his stomach there.
Yeah, look, he's got a lower stomach.
Yeah, he's got a lower stomach.
Thank goodness.
Oh god.
A perfect fit.
That's the end of the 10th issue, and so we get to look at the cover by John Byrne. The main heroes seem to be like the front row. Well, Puck is closer to the camera than anyone, but I guess it's Luke Cage, Puck, Punisher, Quicksilver, and Phoenix is pretty prominent as well. Who are your favorites in this crew, etc.?
Just a quick, whose sexy leg is this?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a very seductive leg.
Yeah. With a little knife there?
Like, oh, that, the next issue.
Like, ooh, that, trailers. I know, but that calf is mesmerizing.
These two body parts.
Yeah, it's the same person.
And this body part is from like
Mr. Fantastic.
A number of issues ago.
Yes. Yeah. But like that leg, that's my favorite part.
Who's the little pink dude? Tiny pink dude.
It's Purple Man.
I'm guessing it's Purple Man.
I really like Punisher. Everyone's running and he's like taking a unique pose.
He looks hot here.
Yeah, I mean, running.
No. Really fucking hot.
Oh, I was like, where is he?
Ooh. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, right there.
They're being attractive.
Not shown. Paladin, the Possessor, Power Broker, of course, Primus, Princess Python, Puma, Hank Pym.
Hank Pym's what? On there.
They never put the guys just the guy. Who just retired. Quasimodo and Reject are not on this.
No.
The issue also had Power Pack and Project Pegasus, which of course... cannot be represented in this format.
Poor Reject. He was rejected again.
He didn't make the cut. I don't remember half of these guys.
I like the woman here. I don't remember
Polaris?
Her name.
Oh, yeah.
The pink one with
Polaris.
The,
yeah,
she's the cool. back crotch.
She yeah. was incredible. Like
yeah, she's still absolutely stunning.
Gorgeous.
And Plant Man is a good...
Yes, Plant Man.
Delight.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked... this one here, the Red Guardian.
Let's give you back the cheat sheet.
Yeah, I'm the one that does doesn't
the remember. Red Guardian.
Red Guardian, yeah.
From last issue.
I know. Okay. I'm brain damaged.
I mean, I don't remember them mostly.
Quicksilver's looking good too.
It does really annoy me. Like, it feels like the covers. They really just don't give a shit about like the characters.
Well, Puck is this. Doing a cartwheel.
Yeah,
so.
It's cool. I just wish they were all there.
Yes.
Like, they never do that, and it annoys me.
I don't think it would be that hard. I'm disappointed that Professor X is just, like, a astral projection.
Mm.
And I know at that point he was no longer, like, even in the issue. He's not the man in the chair. But the man in the chair should be there.
Yeah, I agree.
Phoenix is looking
and also
weird.
It's because her jaw.
Yeah, it's her face tattoos.
No, it's the jaw. I find it looks very manly. Large. Mm. And
Red Rodent?
Yeah, Red Rodent looks small. He should be bigger. It should just be his foot in there.
He looks cool, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do think he looks nice. He does have, like, a different face on.
He looks more a little bit frowny. Happy. Yeah.
Oh, I read that as a frown.
Oh, I think he looks a little bit smiley.
Oh, no. Mead was annoyed, like,
looks like
oh my
despair.
God. Mead looked like, oh, I need to run to the store to get milk again. Ugh.
These people are so slow. My paces are. Quick, who calculated it?
I think on that cover, Puck is too fun not to mention. I really like him.
Very pleasant.
And Polaris.
Yeah,
Polaris is fucking hot.
Yeah.
So is
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver's looking pretty good.
He has a nice butt there.
Mm-hmm. He does have a butt.
Good action.
I like the hair.
Red Ghost looks like a washed up Santa.
Again.
What the hell?
Well, he's coming out of the ground as well.
And so. we don't have the monkeys. That's unfortunate.
You can't come out of the ground if there's no ground.
What do you think they're stepping on?
Well, but there's not defined ground. He's just a half a person.
It's a studio.
Yeah, in my mind, they're just like in a studio.
He's phasing it out of the floors.
Well, there's no apes, no super apes. There's also no Lobo. Red Wolf is without a partner.
Yeah.
So
isn't there a lady with serpents?
Yes, she's not on Princess Python. She's not there, and she was one of my favorite.
Yeah, same.
But she's also very... Yeah, it's sad that like our favorite ones are not there.
We love a snake.
Snake guy's there, though. Rattler.
Yeah.
Monkey guy.
Where is he? Oh, the monkey dude!
The monkey snake.
I forgot about him. Was the last week
either? Yeah, that last week either.
Monkey also snake. Sorry, what was the question?
I don't remember.
Talking about
stuff. Who are your favorite? Who's your favorite from this issue?
Polaris. Yeah, I think Quicksilver, Punisher, and Polaris. Oh, and Plant Man.
Plant Man was fun.
So is he, like, following them on a tree?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The tree is... Is stuck to, so he's not running at all. Like, he's been here waiting for these guys to pass him.
Hey, come on, guys. The photo shoot was an hour ago.
Because it's rooted there. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
John Byrne, fist in the air.
Maybe can his plants unroot and reroot?
Yeah, it just doesn't look
created
like...
Created an ent.
It just doesn't look like that.
In my mind, he's like surfing branches like Tarzan.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe there's a tree somewhere along the line.
We would have seen it.
Yeah, we would have seen it.
No,
tree.
I mean, further on. Well, maybe there's a tree
so
just
he,
here.
Still, you're still saying he started here.
No, he walked all over there. Climbed on the first tree. That's how he knew which frame to be in.
And it's a beanstalk.
I think it just grows really fast.
Okay.
Sure.
Don't say that like it's the most unbelievable thing.
It's my voice though. Like, okay.
Now let's move on.
Art credits. Red Ronin by Michael Chen. Red Wolf by John Buscema. Reject by Tony Sammons. Rhino by Ron Frenz.
Love him or hate him, everybody's got something to say about John Byrne.
He ruined the X-Men when he left.
That John Byrne, he's a sexist pig.
The only thing bigger than John Byrne's ego is... Oh, wait, there isn't anything bigger than John Byrne's ego.
John Byrne, oh, he just draws the greatest butt on Superman. It looks so good.
John Byrne is the greatest artist I've ever seen. Wait, who is he?
John Byrne's 1986 Man of Steel series gave us the core reimagining of Superman that is still with us today.
Third Degree Byrne, a podcast about all things John Byrne, the good, the bad, and the legendary. Join Tim Elliott and Brian Hughes as they look over the nearly five decades body of work of one of the most influential comic book creators in the last 50 years. Third Degree Byrne can be found at twotruefreaks.com and on iTunes.
I got a question, though. I'm curious. Why doesn't Green Lantern have any junk?
Female bag.
Woo!
Comments on episode 91, Radioactive Man, Rama Tut, Rattler, Red Ghost, and Red Guardian. Radioactive Man starts us off. Gene Hendricks says, "Ah, Radioactive Man."
And that's
swoon.
It.
Tell me you don't know what to do with Thor without saying you don't know what to do with Thor. Chris Franklin says, "It sounds like there is a need in the Marvel Universe for overnight radioactive leakage protection." Kurt Onstad addresses an issue that comes up a lot. It seems like a lot of supervillains from the early Marvel age had hypnosis powers at one point or another. I don't know what Stan's obsession was with hypnotizing people, but if you read those Marvel masterworks from the 60s, you'll see it a lot. Vera Wild's first question is, how did Marvel not sue The Simpsons for its in-universe comic book hero of the exact same name?
Wow.
Weird.
As for the look, if green is the only thing you have going, then you might as well own it, I guess. But this outfit is, honestly, my eyes glaze over it. When I stop looking at the pictures, I can remember his build and look, but the shape and style of his clothes instantly fades from my mind. I can work with that build, but everything about his look and expression says he'd be a terrible cuddler.
Yeah.
He looks like the Jolly Green Giant's incel cousin who's pissed off that he puts all this time at the gym and still can't get a girl. Pass.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Rama Tut. Mike W. tells the story. The FF originally went back in time to find a cure for Alicia's blindness, but all the baggage and backstory that got added to Rama Tut made everything so convoluted, almost as convoluted as the girls' time travel discussion. And years later, someone did a Doctor Strange story that had him showing up during that FF story. So now when you read it, you have to imagine Doctor Strange is running around off-panel, kind of like the DS9 episode Trials and Tribulations. Surefoot asks, why would any time traveler want to settle in the past? Even if you could rule, it's gonna stink, there's no toilet paper, diseases you never developed immunity for will threaten you, and there's only so much enjoyment you can get from jesters.
You know what's crazy? Like, when they started having better hygiene, flowers like lilies were just like, people couldn't handle them because they were so, like, their nose was so used to not smelling a lot, and I don't know, there's something I read.
Vera Wilde says, I went back and forth initially since he does do more heroic stuff at some points, and I was trying to give him credit for that. But the will sapping thing? No. Mm. Pass. Hard pass. Fuck all the way off with that. It's somehow even worse than the usual hypnosis or mind control, because in theory, there you could convince the person you're controlling that they want whatever it is you're making them do, which is still messed up and gross to be clear, but here he just removes your ability to resist. Go to hell, dude, and... I'm sure he's remembered as a just and fair ruler. So was Dr. Freaking Doom in many iterations.
Yeah, we like consent here.
Looking at Rattler. Chris Franklin, always thinking of toys, says, I keep wanting to call him Rattlor after this Masters of the Universe villain who he somewhat resembles. Revere Wild comes back, says, well, somebody beat me to the Masters of the Universe joke. So let's just talk about the level of resting rage face this guy has. It's unsettling. So, like, the actual attached tail is kind of cool, I won't lie, but nothing about the vibe or of his personality has any appeal. Anybody who can be described with the word brute feels like a hard sell. Also, I don't believe Siskoid when he says that's a suit, because there's no seams anywhere on there, and at the very least, his suit is designed to evoke serpent nakedness. I can respect confident nudity, but when it's done with this kind of aggression, it's deeply unpleasant. Pass.
When your confident nudity is aggressive.
Well, if it's not serpent nakedness, is it what? Serpent with a tuxedo?
Just a little black sock. All right. Ange says, out of this whole episode, the thing that struck me the most were the words pragmatic brute. As I was driving in, I was thinking, what does that mean? Does he say to himself, it isn't practical for me to beat you up now, but I will later? Or is it more like the most pragmatic way for me to kill you is to choke you with my tail rather than use it to throw a car at you, so I'll do it that way? I was caught up in trying to decipher it. I was so caught up that I was lost in my thought and had to rewind the podcast. Then I wondered, what if it describes his lovemaking style? These are the things this show does to my mind. And I'll answer your question, Ange. I was just saying he was pragmatic and he was a brute. It was just very efficient. He's pragmatic and he's a brute. He's a pragmatic brute. He's a man. He's pragmatic. He's a pragmatic man. That's all I'm doing.
Thank you for clearing it up, though.
I mean, there's a question mark at man. Like, what is this?
That was another example.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm a snake. I'm a pragmatic, and I'm a snake. I'm a pragmatic snake.
Oh, God, that has to be someone's Tinder bio.
Pragmatic snake.
I'm a man, I'm a snake, I'm a pragmatic snake.
I have aggressive nakedness.
Red Ghost. Baron Bites as a Red Ghost is one of the worst villains of the FF. Personally, I've renamed him the Pink Mist.
I love it.
I'm glad his apes decided to stop following orders and live a life out of action.
Oh, that's nice.
Chris Franklin says his power set and hairstyle are much like the Mist, archenemy of the original Starman over at DC. Does a Ben Franklin cut equal intangibility?
Mm.
It does have that hair. The Mist.
It does.
You know the Mist.
No, and he has that hair. I just wanted to sound very confident.
Oh yeah, that thing.
The yes. Mist.
Of course, the Mist. How did we not bring
How
it
How did we miss the Mist?
I'm just happy the monkeys are having a good retirement.
Yes, that's nice.
Maybe everyone that has that is intangible. Have we checked on all of our
options? No, because Kitty Pryde.
Ah.
Yeah. Kitty Pryde with that haircut.
Oh, man, I want to see that.
I don't.
Someone draw that.
But Isabel's expertise is 1940s comics. Knows all about the Mist.
That's why I from on this
show. She remembers every single character and personality trait.
Every character I've seen, I remember deeply.
On a personal level.
Let's check out what Vera Wild has to say. Phasing is a pretty good power for somebody who can be creative with it, but much like Rattler before him, I just get the most toxic vibes coming off this guy. I just know he's going to use his ghost powers to stalk me when I try to get some distance. And while I understand professional jealousy and struggle with it myself, having it be such a major motivator really is concerning. Pass. Red Guardian.
Yay.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
The brain surgeon, of course.
Chris Franklin says, I never noticed how weird her hair looks coming out of the top of the mask like
what?
That.
Do you have eyes? Come on.
Bad Girl has her hair come from the base of the skull, and I totally think that works and makes sense. This, just no. Other than that, I like that classic costume look. The girls didn't even trash the bucket boots.
We've seen so many. We just don't see them anymore.
But in this case, they're tied around her calves. So it's not like there's water seeping in.
Honestly, yeah, it just looks like musketeer boots. Musketeer's hot. We're good.
pirate, no.
Pirate, yeah.
Also oh, pirate, hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bucket, no.
Yes, correct. Musketeer's hella yeah. hot.
Okay. Eric was surprised. So I'm not sure why Rubenstein drew her hair coming out of the mask so high. In all of the comics I remember seeing her, the mask did cover the sides of her head, and the hair opening was down by the base of the skull, like Bad Girls. Maybe Rubenstein was looking at a reference picture that showed her at an odd angle, and that made him think her mask looked like this. Mm. Now, and I want to correct you, Eric, because you know a lot more about these comics than I do. But if you Google it, Google image it, you'll find there are definitely appearances where the slot for the hair runs across the top of the head.
Oh.
Because I shared some with you. Like, always wondering, like, what does this look like from the back? Because when I first saw this as a kid, I thought it was just two holes and they were
ponytails.
Ponytails, you know, on each side.
Honestly, that would be cuter, I think.
It is cut from the top, at least in some appearances.
There was a character that had that. Wasn't it a, like, Gypsy Moth?
Gypsy Moth, mm-hmm. Yes.
She had two ponytails out of the mask.
Yep.
Oh, yes, Gypsy Moth. Yeah.
Butterfly wings.
That she definitely had know.
Orange. All right. She's not from the Golden Age, just so I don't know.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
And says, I was more of a DC kid growing up, but somehow several of the issues where the Red Guardian was part of the Defenders ended up in my collection as a kid. Even then, I knew she was hot. I mean, I came for the large breasts.
Came from it.
I came for the large breasts, but I stayed for the cool politics. There was something about her being a Russian villain, but working with the Defenders that I found very interesting as a kid. Here, it is a no-brainer. Hot.
That's my Tinder bio.
I was going to say, you know what? The large
come
breasts.
Come for the large breasts, stay for the cool politics.
It's good. Yeah.
And Vera Wild says, finally. I thought this was going to be a full strikeout again. This look is just amazing, and she's rocking the hell out of it. She's got layers from the sound of things. The radiation leak is a point of concern, but I can work with short in-person visits. The whole falling in love with someone who abused her, albeit in a fantastical manner, is not great, especially with the added narrative that she somehow made him better. But I'm not going to blame the character for that. I'm going to blame some idiot 1980s writers. Hot. And then in a larger miscellaneous sense, we have Chris Pine, not that Chris Pine. Not that Chris Pine. But Chris Pine.
We still love you.
No, we're Chris
cheering for not that Chris Pine.
Yes. Yay. I just want to tell people at home, not that Chris
Imagine
Pine.
Imagine
the real, not the real Chris Pine. They're both real.
Of course.
Imagine that Chris Pine.
The famous Chris Pine.
The famous, the super famous Chris Pine.
He's wasting his time listening.
He's binging our show. I would love that.
That would be on my resume. Like for job.
But to be clear, I also love that this Chris Pine is binging our show.
Yes. This Chris Pine has been amazing.
He's discovered the show like a couple weeks ago, and he's binged, marathon, dozens of episodes.
The updates have been a delight to my life.
He's left us fun comments on Twitter. And on the Fire and Water Podcast site itself, he left us a review we're going to put on the book jacket. Because listen to this.
Yeah. We have a book? Nice!
It's just a reproduction of the comic. Where you've drawn dicks.
Like stickers and cards.
Like,
circles around bulges.
Exactly. We should go to cons and like draw. I
don't think anyone wants us to do that.
I don't want to. No. Anyway, here's the comment.
Yes.
There is a chance that this podcast is an international crime. At the very least, it has helped to shatter the Canadian stereotype I was used to. I've been binging this show, and after listening to about 45 episodes...
Jesus Christ.
He's gotten further than that now. In a row, my inner monologue is now six French-Canadian women, and they're mostly just trying to convince me that I should wear boots more often.
Poor soul.
This show has been a lot of fun. It's so inappropriate and so hilarious... I don't know how this panel goes from adorable, spontaneous theme songs to observations on fashion to various ways of critiquing a character's bulge to questioning if everything they know is a lie as they unravel the uncomfortable truths about the universe until they get all the way back to making another dick joke because, because Siskoid said Rod.
Welcome to the woman's brain. I don't know.
Rod.
There are so many... Stop it. There are so many funny moments that it's impossible to hear everything, and I find myself stopping and skipping back to catch lines that I missed because I was laughing along with the infectious chorus of joyful guffaws, high-pitched squeals, you know who you are, and snorts. Lastly, over the last decade or so, we nerds have been living in an era of excess, and frankly, we were all getting a little too big for our britches about it. Swaths of online douche canoes attack shows, movies, and people for not being comics accurate because of a gender flip or a change of race or body type or because a woman simply existed on screen. So my favorite thing about this podcast is how the panel does the whole world a much needed service by pointing out in a hilarious and disarmingly inclusive way that sometimes comics are stupid. Very, very stupid. And while we can all love a stupid thing dearly, it's okay that some things have been changed.
Yeah!
Oh, that's so good!
It's so nice!
That's the very sweetest thing I think I've heard.
Yes, disarmingly inclusive is my favorite bit.
Everything's my favorite bit.
Oh, how inclusive of you!
Disarmingly
so. I was disarmed!
I wonder if he reached the episode where I actually come out as bi.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man, that was early on.
That was pretty early on, but I don't think he's reached the higher pitch of Loki.
No, he's not reached the Loki squeal.
Oh, no. Beware!
We warned them
too
already.
Too late.
He won't listen to this one first.
He's listened to the Loki one while we were talking.
He probably heard it. He didn't know what it was. But it was heard across the world.
He's actually listening to this episode right now.
The last comment he put on Twitter, he was at Guardians of the Galaxy. Right. So late G's.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're enjoying yourself.
This episode comes out 4 days after we record it. By that point, he'll gone past Loki at his rate.
Does he have a time machine?
No, let us know in the comments.
That's not how it works.
We've established that if he jumps in time, he's still only listened to the episodes he's actually listened to.
All right, before we go, let's mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW podcasts. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which we will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list. The girls get to throw a custom compliment at you. And, you know how it works. We're looking at the last four characters we covered and finding compliments within that.
I have one. Oh,
no. I have the red theme.
Okay, well, let's start with Eric.
Well, no, not me. No. I'm terrible at this.
But you're the only one who has an idea.
I was the one who said that. Do it for Eric.
So, Eric, unlike Red Wolf, I would be able to stare at your picture all day.
Aww.
Slightly creepy.
That's who we are!
I was imagining you in front of a computer screen.
I was imagining, like, a large portrait on a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes!
That's wonderful.
Could you imagine you go to someone's house for the first time and there's a portrait of you hanging? It's so creepy.
Oh, yes.
I would immediately leave.
I'm very angry at the length of this episode. One for Mike Dynas.
You're not a reject.
One point.
You know
good
what?
Enough. Good enough.
Straight to the point.
Zane Kroll.
I want to say one of my things that's not.
No!
Is it your tall?
That could be one, you're right, but I don't know how tall these people are.
Zinkro.
I would like to make a cozy bed inside your head.
How come I've never seen that on a Valentine?
That is objectively much weirder than what I was going to say.
I'm sure if you hosted the Airbnb inside your head, you'd have a fridge next to the bath.
Which means you have excellent taste. Yes. And you're a great host.
There compliment for Gene Hendricks. Give him a rhino one.
Yeah.
Gene Hendricks, it wouldn't be a problem if you were stuck in what you're wearing because you always look fabulous.
Mm. Oh, yay.
Oh, that was much better than what I was
going to
say.
Oh, keep it for Miss Unique.
It's time for Miss Unique.
Oh, no, it's the same idea, but way worse.
All right, I want to hear it now.
He doesn't listen anyways.
Miss Unique, you're tall.
He's 100 feet tall.
He never smells, so he would smell amazing under that suit, even if it'd be on for ages.
What do you mean he never smells?
Some of us don't smell.
No.
He doesn't have a sense of smell.
He only puts on deodorant when he leaves the house.
I don't even.
I mean, you don't stink, but you do smell. Everyone has a smell.
Mike does not smell.
But there's no body odor.
Although I was kind of scared because this is the armpit that the cat makes.
He makes the bread.
Makes the bread, so he's got his, I don't know, he's like cat breath or something.
Oh, like in your armpit?
Yeah, I mean,
is that in your armpit?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's warm. Like
okay.
Also, I kicked
the cat. So I was like, oh shit, does it smell like cat breath?
No, it smells fine.
Cats smell nice. I was talking about that today.
Not the bread.
No, I know, not the spit.
It's pretty crazy that they smell nice.
Their heads smell. I like smelling my cat's head.
Yeah, because they clean themselves. I know, but just with their own tongues, like, it's cool that works. That's all I'm saying.
Well, also say good night.
Good night.
Bye, Tiglu.
Good night, guys.
Bye, Chris Pine.
We love you specifically.
I hope that really freaks him out.
No matter how much you jiggle and dance, the last drop is always in your pants.